Various youth groups in the country have committed themselves to peace and have promised not to allow themselves to be used to foment trouble. They have also called on the leadership of political parties to accept the verdict and encourage their supporters to do same. In a communique issued at a meeting in Accra, the youth groups made up of unions of the universities, polytechnics and teacher training colleges, among others, appealed to the public not to jubilate when the verdict is delivered. The communique also demanded that the media should be circumspect in their reportage and exhibit high sense of professionalism. Brighton Trauma has this report.
The youth groups, made up of the National Union of Ghana Students, the All African Students Union and the Graduate Students Association of Ghana, among others, were brought under one umbrella by the Frederick Ebeck Stiftung and the Center for Development Research and Advocacy to brainstorm on peace, stability and development, the role of the youth. They were unanimous that the path to chart after the ruling is peace. Delivering a communique on behalf of the groups, the Secretary General of All African Students Union, Fred Awal, asked Ghanaians to contribute to greater justice and peace. He said the youth will remain peaceful and pledge not to allow themselves to be used to foment trouble. Mr. Awal expressed confidence in the Supreme Court to deliver justice to all Ghanaians.
We on our part assure all citizens that we shall remain peaceful and shall not be used or foment trouble. We also do all within our powers and strength to maintain and improve on the peace and tranquility we currently enjoy. We are, however, confident that our 9 justices of the Supreme Court will offer justice to the nation without fear or favor. Encourage all Ghanaians to prepare their minds and hearts to receive the judgment that the Supreme Court will give in good faith and to serve it as a victory for Ghana's democracy. We appeal to all Ghanaians not to celebrate or join any celebration after the verdict of the court, but to continue their normal daily duties to develop our country and refrain from provocative actions and utterances that can lead to the violence and conflicts.
Mr. Awal added his voice to calls for the media to be guided by their code of ethics and be professional in their reportage in order not to inflame passions.
We call on the leadership of all the political parties, particularly the National Democratic Congress and the New Patriotic Party, to accept the court's verdict in good faith and to encourage their supporters to do the same. We demand that the press shows restraint in its reportage. They should exhibit circumspection and responsible reporting, observing rigorously the highest journalistic standards. Social commentators should also be circumspect in their commentaries on the outcome and to use their media platform to encourage reconciliation and peace for coexistence among all Ghanaians.
The youth groups ask Ghanaians to continue to live in peace after the ruling.
A report by Brighton Trauma.